Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
I guess we saw this one coming. Rapper Mystikal was recently indicted by Louisiana grand jury on charges of rape. Now, according to KSLA reporting, Mystikal, whose real name, by the way, is Michael Tyler, was charged with first-degree rape and second-degree kidnapping. The rapper's bond has been set at $3 million. Apparently, Mystikal and two other people were arrested in relationship to this case that stemmed from an incident that occurred in 2016. Now, a warrant for Mystikal's arrest was issued in August, and the rap star turned himself in. This isn't the first time Tyler has had a run-in with the law. In 2003, Mystikal was found guilty of sexual battery and was sentenced to 6 years in prison and 5 years probation. I guess some folks just never learn their lesson. Ooh, and it's been rumored that Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake were being eyed to perform during next year's Super Bowl halftime. But now we know that the rapper will not be performing. He has rejected the offer from the NFL. Now, you remember Beyonce, his wife, obviously gave one of the best performances in Super Bowl history at her halftime show, but it was met with much backlash because of her homage to the Black Panthers. There were calls to boycott Beyonce. And I guess it makes sense that Jay-Z probably would turn down the offer from them, considering also his recent dialogue on race relations in America. On the video and song for the story of OJ, last week he was performing it at the Meadows Festival, and Jay-Z showed solidarity for quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Many believe that Colin doesn't have a job in the NFL because of his silent protest during the national anthem, where he refused to recognize it. So, sounds to me like Jay-Z might just be boycotting the NFL. Lisa Bloom, you know that name? Well, she is beginning to make waves as a celebrity attorney when she was pegged to represent Blac Chyna following her fallout with Rob Kardashian. Then Bloom went on to represent Quintazia Sharpton. You know that woman who accused Usher of exposing her to herpes? Fast forward to this past weekend when Kevin Hart's apology regarding that matter of infidelity came in as a result of a woman he'd had relations with, and she, of course, is threatening to go public with their sex tape and more. Now, the woman in the Kevin Hart situation has been accused of extortion. Her name is Mantia Sabag. Well, you know what? She is now being repped by Lisa Bloom. Stay tuned. The press conference is tomorrow. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood. Make sure you check out our podcast, Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart. This week, we're talking all things Emmy, and you'll hear a lot of stuff from backstage at the Emmys and on the red carpet. And don't forget to follow me at AURN.com.